This is episode 103 of the Meme Factory podcast. We are joined this week by Tip. This week we are sponsored by Coddle.co. Coddle.co offers the best steel backup plates for the price, in my opinion. These plates are very compact, made out of 304 steel, and come with a punch. These plates are small, robust, and can withstand fire, water, corrosion, and crushing with no data loss. Check them out at Coddle.co. We are sponsored by Simply Bitcoin. This is a Bitcoin-only daily show. Check them out at youtube.com/simplybitcoin. And finally, we are sponsored by CryptoCloaks. CryptoCloaks strives for quality products and innovative solutions for your Bitcoin signing devices and Bitcoin nodes. Check out the Yellow Edition MK4 cold card case at CryptoCloaks.com. Enjoy the show.
Woman that your babe was running. Probably end up dying in it.
Suffocated in polyester.
Yeah. You'll smell really bad by the end of the halving party.
That's not suffering you. I'm not here, you, Greg.
I forgot to unmute myself, but speaking of smelling bad, we're live.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
All right, so welcome, everybody. Welcome in. You made it to another episode of the Meme Factory podcast. This is stream test number 103, and this evening we are joined by Tip and Z. Tip, say hi.
Hello.
And Tip, for anybody who doesn't necessarily know you, and I doubt that's the case for our listeners, could you give us the elevator pitch of who you are, what you do in the space here?
Yeah, I'm Tip, or Tip and Z. I do spoken word rap, I guess, and poetry, and use music and visuals and stuff to tell stories and advocate for Bitcoin. And yeah, I just came up with the self-proclaimed title of Bitcoin Rapvocate, because it, you know, combines rap with advocate. Yeah, that's what I do.
No, I got it. My
Big Sean.
I'd put Rapvocate in the
how's it going?
I'd put Rapvocate in the description of the show today, and my mom had talked to me this morning. She was saying, "What is a Rapvocate?" So you'll find out tonight.
Hey, Greg's mom.
Hit a needle.
Yeah, she's in the chat. All right, so I know you've been on Bitcoiner's Guide before. I don't know if you've ever watched this one, but one of the idiosyncrasies here is that our sponsors make the guests read the ad copy. So I did send that over to you. So when you get a chance, if you could pull it up, rip through it, and we'll be able to move on and get paid.
Well, actually, Greg, there is no ad read today. I think you messaged me saying that there was no ad read today and that I can just say whatever I want. Oh. So I just thought that, like, you know, if it's okay with you guys, I thought I could maybe just talk about my feelings. Like, you know, I feel like this is a safe space to share that I've been feeling a little bit meh recently. And I think maybe the bear market's gotten me down. So I've been searching, and I discovered this app called Dota by a company called Sus Corp. But it's not sus at all, okay? Just trust me, don't verify. Now, what does Dota, or D-O-T-A, stand for, you ask? It stands for Do a Terrorism App. Okay, thank you, Yellow. So it does stand for Do a Terrorism App. You know, it's a horrible name, but putting the name aside, you know, it allows you to do things like track movements of your favorite politicians. It allows you to build, like, a local encrypted mesh network with friends. It even has, like, a flight schedule and stuff. So it's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool app. So thanks to Sus Corp, you know, I have a little bit of that bull market excitement and back in my life again. So if you and your friends, you know, are interested in that kind of stuff, you should put your name and contact details on a form called Report a Suspect. That's the waiting list for the app, by the way, on Sus Corp's website, which is http://cia.gov. That's http://cia.gov. Now, that's it. That's all I had. So back to you guys.
That was lovely.
Nice.
I'm going to try the app.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Well done. Well done.
Dota app.
Can we get paid now?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't really an ad, but I think.
No, yeah, it was.
It works.
It was just something that I just found.
But reading
it
all
was
that,
life advice.
Yeah.
We get a free trial version, right?
Yeah. Just put your name down in the report a suspect. Yeah.
Yes.
Only
we're all
three
reporting yellow.
Only 3,000 sets. Now what?
All right, so reading that had to make you hungry. So I'm going to push this on over to our local sandwich expert, Becca.
Yes, tip. Welcome.
Oh, my favorite part. My favorite part.
We got some sandwiches for you. It's a season two of Becca's Sammy Shop. So our first one is a Bitcoiner's Paradise. So it's a fresh beef from the Valley of the Toxic Maxi, topped with fresh veggies from Mama's Garden, and served with raw milk ice cream. Sounds, I mean, it's a pretty much paradise, right? The next one, we have the Real Slim Sat Sammy. So it isn't imitating fiat. It's real energy mind, health increasing, wealth increasing, Real Sat Sammy. And it comes with a bonus green candle. So, I mean, you can't go wrong with that one either. And then our last one, we have our house special, Yellow's Don't Stop Believing Steak Sammy, which has been marinated in a Red Bull for 716 days. And Yellow's beautiful message this week is fuck the OGs. So there you go.
A Red Bull and depression.
Yes, Red Bull and depression.
No, they all sound delicious. I'm very hungry, but I'm very hungry for that green candle. So I'm going to have to go with the Real Slim Sat Sammy.
Beautiful. Good choice. Good choice.
Thank you very much.
Excellent choice. Tip, you brought up...
I love that segment.
Definitely a fan.
It's the best.
Thank you.
It's the most prepared segment, you know?
Yes. I put a lot of time and effort into it.
All right. So before the show started, we were chatting a bit. You said you had just spent a bunch of time on some sort of whirlwind tour. What are you talking about?
Yeah, like over the past couple of months, just, you know, visited a bunch of Bitcoin places, like went to Bob Space in Bangkok, went to Bitcoin Park, Nashville, Pleb Lab, Bitcoin Common, Austin, Alzante, Bitcoin Beach, just like all these awesome Bitcoin places. And just hanging out, you know, just chilling with the Bitcoiners and just figuring out.
Pacific Bitcoin, you were there?
Yeah, Pacific Bitcoin, absolutely, yes. So it was just like...
You had the best, I don't know what you call it, but the best speaker slash presentation there by far.
Thank you. It was, I don't know what to say either. Like, people are like, what are you doing? Like, I think like just a performance thing. It's just, don't know how to describe it, but it was really fun. I was so nervous, like, before going on stage, because it was my first ever live performance, like doing the spoken words in person out loud and stuff. And I had done a practice beforehand, a sound check, and it was horrible because I forgot the words. And since it was Pacific Bitcoiners held in this big airport hangar, the audio feedback was like really weird. It was not like practicing in my bedroom with the laptop. So I was like freaking out the day before. I was like, oh my God, I can't hear the music. I can't, and what if I get the timing wrong and stuff? But then, I just like practiced like hours and hours and hours, and they went on stage. And I was like, I'm ready to do this. So yeah, it was, I'm so glad I got it over and done with and stuff, but it was really fun. It was
You nailed it. And I have to tell you that, like, when you finished, I was like a little tired, like, from all the breathing. I saw you like breathing and like trying to keep up with it, and I was like, oh shit, I'm tired. I don't know how she's doing it.
I was like stumbling. I was like, I need to practice my breathing. Like, I think that's where I probably need the most coaching. Like, I've never done anything like it before, so it'd be good to be able to like get professional coaching.
Now, how many?
Who's that?
It sounds like a little rope.
How cute is that? So cute.
Rope's making his cute fingers.
Rope.
I didn't know Rope sounded like that.
Wait, what?
Rope's an 8-year-old girl.
Exactly.
Mute yourself, Rope.
No, I shave.
Oh. Only for you, buddy.
So how many of these meetups or groups or conferences did you go to in the last couple of months?
Oh, like so many. So went to Bangkok and went to Bob Space meetups like almost every week for 3 months and then came back to New Zealand and then went to the US. So there was like, start off with TabConf, which is awesome, a TabConf Atlanta. I think they're going to like do it somewhere else next year, but like if you haven't been to TabConf, it feels like going back to college because like we all stay in the same hotel, so it feels like a dorm. And during the day, you go to these lectures that's held by like, you know, just Bitcoiners. It's really fun. Like you just go room to room, going to these different lectures, like and just like hearing what people are building and what they've learned. And then at nighttime, you go out and party together, and then you just do it again like for like 3 days. So I think TabConf was really awesome. Yeah, so that was the first one. And then we went to Bitcoin Park and there was like BitDevs and Grassroots and there was like an HRF conference thing. So there was like 3-4 things going on in one place. And yeah, then Austin, Pleb Lab, BitCommons, Bitcoin Commons, and then there was like another BitDevs and stuff. There's just so many. I can't even remember them all.
All that in like how much time?
So Bangkok was like 3 months, but the US and El Salvador trip was 5 weeks and it all culminated to Pacific Bitcoin in LA. And at each place it was funny because at each place, like at Bitcoin Park, Erno, Rod, BitKite and Odell, BitKite was like poking fun at me every day at Bitcoin Park saying, you should just do a rap, just do a rap in front of us. And there was like 100 people there for the event and I was like, no, I'm not ready, like I don't want to and stuff. And then at the very like final day I was like, oh fuck it, like I need to practice anyway, so I'm just gonna do it. And so like in front of like BTC sessions and like Odell and all these really amazing Bitcoiners, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna do this, I'm not ready. But yeah, I did my first practice there and that was really awesome. Like it was such a special moment because it was like such an intimate room. And I got confidence from that because I got good feedback from that. And then I did another practice again in El Salvador and El Zonte at the Bitcoin meetup. And yeah, that was really fun too. And then at Pacific Bitcoin. So I kind of like did two rehearsals beforehand.
Isn't Bitcoin Park kind of interesting because you feel like it's going to be an actual park and then you show up and it's like two buildings. You're like, wait, I thought this was a park, you know?
We drove past it on Uber and I was like, that's a frat house. Like, it didn't look like a Bitcoin because it was next to a university as well. So I was like, that looks exactly like a frat house. It was so funny.
Apparently, yeah. Georgia's Florida Line used to record at like, the bottom where Odell like does his podcast. Florida Georgia Line used to record there. So who knows? Maybe it's they got good acoustics at least. You should have done some of your stuff down there, is what I'm saying.
Oh yeah.
So you think it's haunted? Nice.
I don't know who that is though.
Oh, it's a country band. I don't know, right, Greg?
Florida
country
Georgia,
band.
No,
there's a big difference.
It's a state demarcation.
Yeah. What you're saying now? Exactly. Nobody knows what I'm talking about, Sean.
Mr. Alabama knows. Rope.
I hate their music. Oh. I never listen to it, but I do know.
I wasn't saying I like their music. I'm just saying they're a famous band.
Rewind the tape because I'm sure it's on this thing.
They are famous. So I'll give you that.
Yeah. So they gotta have good acoustics.
Anyway.
So, all right. What are your favorite and least favorite things about being around that many Bitcoiners?
The favorite thing is the smell. Bitcoiners smell really nice because we all eat meat. No, favorite thing is like everyone you talk to, just like you just hit it off straight away and just talk about, you know, you have that common understanding. So there's no like small talk. I hate small talk. I can't talk about the weather and stuff. And least favorite thing is you just hit it off straight away. So it's really draining by the end of each conversation. You just keep talking to people and you're like, okay, I'm tired now. I just want to go to sleep. So it's really draining, but at the same time, it's really like high energy. Yeah.
So you did this whole whirlwind tour.
And I agree.
It culminated at this.
You agree, Yellow?
Yeah, I agree.
I concur.
This is the real Yellow. I don't know who that imposter is. That motherfucker is not the real Yellow.
That's the offender one.
I have a real Yellow too, but mine's a German.
Does your Yellow? Why? How is it different? My Yellow looks different to your Yellow. I think your eyes are a little bit more different.
Yeah, mine's more angry. I have the possessed Yellow. And
what are you doing? What are you doing to your Yellow, Becca?
What?
I think the Yellows, why are you making them angry? They take on the personality of their holders. So
yes, he's been infected with ginger rage. So
I told you, you can't feed that thing. You cannot feed that thing after 12 o'clock in the night. I told you.
The sprout gremlins.
Yellow, don't act like you're not eating past midnight every night.
Not anymore, goddamn! I don't remind you. I'm drinking actually like a protein, a chocolate flavor thing.
A what?
Protein chocolate flavor thing.
Yeah, right, I'm going to be feeding Yellow some protein soon, too. I'll be practicing.
So is protein, too.
It's going to have this, like, stain in his face.
it's great.
Well, it is a Bitcoin baby season for some reason. So.
Yes. Yep.
It's just baby season.
It is. Everyone wants a halving baby. That's a really good timing.
Yeah. Having babies.
Whoever can get the baby exactly on the block, the halving block, wins.
Yes, content. I agree.
Yeah.
Wins a portion of Satoshi's million BTC.
Yeah.
Mining Bitcoin.
Yeah. Mining Bitcoin.
Tip, nice. I'm curious about your creative process, because a lot of the guys here, you know, we make videos, we make memes, and everybody's got their own kind of process they use to come up with these creative ideas. I wanted to know what you do and how you get to a finished product.
Yeah. I'm actually curious to hear about you guys as well. So maybe you answer after me, but it depends. It just depends on like the most important thing is the message. So it's kind of like, once I discover the right message to talk about, that's when the process starts. But this discovery period doesn't look the same each time. It's like I could be listening to a podcast, going for a walk, or just talking to people, or get inspired at like one of the Bitcoin hubs, or someone says something like, oh, people really need to know about that or understand that concept a little bit more. So discovery is kind of like, it looks like anything, just try to, you know, go out to the world, talk to as many people as possible, listen to as many things as possible. It starts with that. And then refining it, I think just like going to research mode where I've got a concept, I've got a key message that I want to get out there into the world. How do I tell a story? How do I make it interesting? How do I kind of like expand on that idea or add my own thoughts into it and how I want to explain it? And yeah, I basically use a note app that there's like 10 different types of notes, and I keep iterating on it. It's really like, you know, it starts off really big, and then I kind of like sculpting, you kind of chisel it down into the key messages and rearranging it so that it makes sense. So like, you know, it tells a story, and then I shuffle the words around and, you know, try to make it make sense, make it rhyme. The music's really important as well. I think I try to choose the music early on so that it's in my head, and I like to listen to music when I do stuff. It gives me like the energy and the, you know, the pace and the theme of it comes from the music. And Reality was the first video that I did that I kind of like cut up the music myself. So that was really fun, like doing the cutting up the process, music process. Yeah, and then I've got like some lyrics, and I start thinking about how do I want it to visually look. And usually, like, I hate it. Like, at the very beginning, I hate how the video comes out. Like, I'm just like, oh, that's so ugly. Like, this is so bad. And then I just like, yeah, just keep working on it and keep molding it. And then it becomes what it is. It's just a lot of iteration. I feel like I talk a lot now. Just a lot of iteration. Yeah.
How do you do the, because your videos are so, they're like so clear and clean. What do you find those videos online? Do you create those using AI? Like, how do you go about making that? Because not only is it the music that you create, but you also create a bomb video with the music, which is, you know, not many, you know, there's not many, we don't really do that in the Meme Factory. There's not anyone that does that, like how you do it.
Yeah. So I just get video off YouTube, so you'll be able to see, YouTube, and you'll see like the little like watermark of like The Economist or Wall Street Journal, whatever like video I take it from. And I use an app called CapCut, and I know I need to like graduate from that, but I still really like CapCut. And I do a lot of layering. So I think that's what people find unique about it, is I kind of layer two different things or three different things on top of each other and kind of like fade things in and out. So it looks like it's something new, but it's really not. I just usually get like my visuals from YouTube videos and stock images and stuff. But I don't like it when it looks like stock image or looks like, you know, something that exists before. So you kind of like add your own flair and change the color grading and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Are you using less AI stuff lately, or is it my idea?
And I am using less AI.
Are you really concerned about the thing?
Nah, it's more like it's kind of saturated, like everyone's using it. Like I used it when before it was like, you know, when I was doing the Tupac voice and stuff, that was like before AI was a thing, and I thought that was cool and original. But now that everyone's doing, I'm like, oh, I don't want to do that. So it's like, okay, yes. I'm gonna like do the things that people can't do, which is use my own voice and use my own like stuff. And I think like it does,
it's really good.
A bit dated. Yeah, that's true. Like it's an opportunity to just be different and unique and stuff. But AI moves so fast that it gets dated really fast. So like the short film that I did, I use Midjourney for that, and now it's like when you look back at it, it's like, oh, it's kind of crappy. Like the visuals are kind of crappy because the AI has like gotten so much better since then. So it's like, you're never going to beat the real raw footage of real humans and capturing that moment in time of our particular history by using like the real footage. So I think like that was why I was like, I want to use real footage this time around. Yeah. But what about you guys? Like, do you have like, do each of you have your process that you, you know, do for your videos and stuff, especially like Yellow? Like you have really high quality videos and really good, like putting faces on top of things. I really like that. I don't know how you do it.
Process. I have a process, and it's not that focused like yours, and it's not that prepared like yours. Like it's more of I'll see something and I'll find it funny or interesting, and I'll just save it, and then some time will pass, depending, maybe days or maybe 6 months, and it will like connect with something that is happening on the timeline, and I'm like, oh yeah, I got that video, so I'll go back and find it again and do the connections and do it relative, do it about Bitcoin and or something that I'm mostly making fun of. But lately I feel I'm not making stuff about Bitcoin so much, more about like I want to say something about the community that I don't like, or I want to something about myself, or even like, or even like I will put like small details that only the few crazies on Twitter would understand. So I don't know why. I know why, actually. Like I'm really tired.
Red Bull and depression.
Yeah, Red Bull and depression, as I said, coffee and cigarettes. I'm going back to my Balkan roots tip. So, yeah, that's my process. Chaotic, neutral, chaotic.
You know who's been killing it with the video memes is Rope.
Rope, yeah. Rope is like killing and Loco, man.
Yeah.
Yes.
Loco is like my new one. Yeah. You thank God the
you
guys exist now. Huh?
Kind of like similar to Yellow, I might save something for a while, but more often than not, it's just I'll come across a like a clip, like that recent Janet Yellen one when she was talking about how we can do two wars. And a lot of the times, like, I'll hear a song in my head as I'm watching it, and I'll put that song over it, and then I'll just start playing with it on CapCut and doing stuff to it. Or other times, like the Snowden speech, I listen to that speech probably like, no shit, probably about 20 times, and I just cut it up into smaller clips and then put them all in on CapCut, and then just started moving them around and changing them. And then I'd already had the song. I listen to music a lot, and I like music. I like older music, but that's been like kind of refreshed or flared, or it has a little bit something different about it, like that. That Whereas My Mind, it was like a remix with like, you know, some EDM and stuff in there, but it started with the piano, which was just beautiful to me. And then, so that's kind of like what it is. Like, I'll watch something, or I'll have a song in my head that I've just been listening to on repeat for weeks at a time, and it'll eventually just kind of just download itself into my head where I want to go with the meme. And I won't even know if it's going to look good, but so I'll just have to put it together. And then halfway through, I'm like, okay, yeah, this will work. And I just have to keep kind of like what Tip said, just kind of reiterating it and just kind of sewing it together, and it'll eventually kind of click into place, and I'll be happy with it.
Before others answer, though, like, I feel what Tip said goes for everybody that I'm seeing on Twitter, whatever they're making. Like, they're trying to change a little bit of what they used to do. Like, I have so many DMs of people, oh, hear this. This video is perfect for Sailor in the End. There is no second best. And I'm like, no, I'm not making any other there is no second best meme, goddammit. Like, enough. It's been done, you know? Let's make something else.
Yeah.
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 I feel everybody's doing that, and it's a good way to renew ourselves.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So true. I've just opened up the YouTube so I can like keep up with chat, because I know that chat's pretty funny on Meme Factory.
It is. Yeah, they're fighting whose yellow is the real one.
I'm building on the real yellow.
Son,
what the process?
What's your process?
Go ahead, Greg.
You know what a graph generator is?
No.
All right. You ever see those like big metallic balls on like a pillar that make static electricity? You touch the top of it and your hair stands up.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So like imagine a giant one of those out in the yard somewhere, and the generator's going. It's going. Brrr. All right. So that's just me doing my normal shit. I'm just consuming content, right? And then something happens, right? Something happens in the world that I think is interesting, and it hits the graph generator. Bam! Right. It's like a lightning rod. And then all of a sudden I've got an idea for it, hits something that I consumed in the past. And I'm like, all right, now I'm required to make this. And basically kind of like shut out everything else I'm doing to the detriment of all the other things that I should be doing and make the thing. And recently that's been easy, because it's just been, you know, one panel memes, but when it's a video meme, sometimes it can take a while. But that's the whole process. It's nothing other than letting my subconscious do the work.
That's the yeah.
Nice. Very disciplined, strong, singular focus.
he is a potato, miss. Please.
Yeah. Please, potato. Don't give him too much credit.
I do. Yeah. I want to hear from Sean and RD, though, and Becca.
What do I do? I just, if I see, what happens to me is a lot of times I'm listening to music and I'll hear the lyrics of a song and I want to make that into a video, or I'll see a video, whether it's on Instagram or YouTube or something, and I think, oh wow, this could actually fit into Bitcoin. because I'm always thinking about Bitcoin for some reason. And so like it'll something that'll just trigger kind of the same way. Something just triggers, I'm like, oh, this could be really good, and just got to alter it just a little bit. And it would be a great, this could be a good video, whether I like it for me personally, and maybe other people like it, and maybe they don't. So, you know, most of the time, other people don't really like it.
and what do you listen to? What kind of music?
All types of music. But when I was growing up, I used to listen to rap and hip hop more than anything. So I do have a few videos that are like J. Cole, you know, or Lupe Fiasco, or different videos like that from a while back. But I need to get back making some more videos that just are songs that I think can really, that really have meaning to them with Bitcoin. And like the people will rap about it, or their lyrics will talk about it, or they'll sing about Bitcoin and they don't even realize it, you know, because they're just talking about truth, and truth will align somewhere with Bitcoin. So I think that's what sparks it in my brain.
Yeah, I don't make videos. I have so many screen recordings of like clips where I'm like, oh, maybe one day I'll make a video out of this, and then I never do. that's my process.
You make a whole magazine.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's true.
And an amazing sandwich board.
Yes, yeah. But my favorite memes to make are CanX memes, because they're just always so good. Yes. But I don't share those because they're pretty graphic sometimes.
Tip is like, who's CanX right now?
Oh, he's the best to meme on Bitcoin Twitter. It's just, he just fits into everything. Yeah. So
I thought CanX was Pedro's alt account, right?
No.
He's a
Romanian.
That's an interesting twist of fate, if that's true.
Fantastic. Yeah, but no, maybe one day all my screen recording clips, maybe I'll get around to actually, you know, layering some faces and music onto it.
Put them all into one meme.
One of Layla, like Layla Halperin, like our favorite scammer. Huh? Yeah, she was on some podcast talking about, you know, whatever, trying to find a husband and her brother and this and that. I'm like, oh, I need to record this because this is going to be something good, but it's still in my save folder. So maybe I'll get around to it.
Rope, is she from Alabama?
No, because she's from London.
She always talks about getting a husband, and then she always talks about her brother right after that, you know? So I'm just...
Yeah, it's really creepy.
They're always trying to steal me Lucky Charms. Wait, no, different. Hold on. Wait,
that's Irish, no?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Hold on. I'll get it right eventually. I'm sorry.
Right, are you asleep?
If no, you were a Mima... And we all know it.
Ain't it?
RD, I haven't talked to you in years.
How's it going, man? Good, man. Yep. My creative process is drugs, loads of drugs. Just.
Hell yeah.
What's your drug of choice? Drugs.
Yeah, which one? Yes.
What's your cocktail drug of choice?
The white one, the powdery white one.
So you're always sniffing?
No, I've never done drugs in my life.
I also call BS.
I don't really have a creative process. Memes usually come to me when I'm about to fall asleep, and then I have to make that decision. Do I make the meme, or do I wake up tomorrow and forget it? So I usually have to do it there and then.
That has to do with your REM cycles, right?
You leave my rimming cycle out of this.
Well, it is. It's true. You're more creative when you're just about to sleep.
Oh,
my
gosh. Oh, rip.
I thought it's because you're more like, I thought you're because you're more relaxed or something. Like, I get shower thoughts and stuff as well, and I like quickly run out and write it on my phone and stuff. So I sleep with Yellow, like a notepad next to my bed as well.
Yellow, is that why you choose a perpetual state of exhaustion?
No, my insomnia has to do with other stuff, Rob. Unfortunately,
it's all about Moongox.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, that's the mind inside the mind of the Meme Factory tip.
Good now, back, that was an honor. You. Thank you.
I've got a question for Tip. What do you place more? What do you place more importance on, video or audio?
Okay.
Lyrics. The lyrics. Sorry, audio I can't choose key. Because like, I guess like, I'm really bad at like recording. Like some of my videos, the audio is actually kind of like not good because I'm like doing on my laptop or like, you know. So I can improve on that. But the most important thing is the lyrics and the message. I think I spend like 60-70% of my time refining the lyrics, and then like music and videos come later. Yeah.
I just like how your videos always have they're always captioned. I think that that goes so well because it comes so fast, and if you're not paying attention, you miss it. And so having
Having like a New Zealand accent as well, like some people are saying like, what are you saying, like what's your and you're like, yeah, a weird accent.
Yeah,
only if you're not from New Zealand.
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah, which is the whole world basically. It's like 8 billion minus 5 million people.
Sounds about right.
You order.
What's your best Kiwi accent? Can you guys go around and give me your best Kiwi accent? Kiwi, that'll be pretty
like
funny.
Kia ora.
All right. Let's pick a phrase, Tip. What's a phrase a Kiwi would say, and then we'll do a round robin with it.
Say, I like to buy jandals from the Wadi Fadi.
Whoa.
I
like to buy jandals from the Wadi Fadi. That's more British.
Oh my god.
That's more British.
Yeah, that sounds British.
I like to buy
jandals from the Wadi Fadi.
God, you guys are so what? Racist.
Bottom party?
It's kind of difficult for me, man. I already have an accent.
Layer it.
Would you say you have a Greek accent, Yellow?
Well, Turkish. Yes.
Turkish, yeah.
Abdi, can you do Kiwi? Maori? Can you do the accent?
I did it on mute. Sorry, you missed it.
I think you'll be the best because we both kind of sound similar.
Similar. It's British game.
Raza,
what is it again?
You'll be the best one because we kind of sound similar.
Similar.
Don't think I will. No, I can't do it.
Hey, say, can someone please get these cutleries out of my knees?
Here, I got it. Right here. Rise the plots.
What?
That was German.
No, that's how you say razor blades. Razor blades. Razor blades.
Razor blades.
She's not Jamaican, man.
Yeah.
No, because they'll say rise up lights really fast.
Rise up lights, man.
Rise lights.
Rise lights. That's actually pretty good. That's really good.
That. Yeah, I got that one from my girlfriend. Yep, that's her. She put that one in there.
Is she a Kiwi? Like, that was hilarious.
No, she's Cuban, but she doesn't ever want to admit it.
Doesn't want to admit being Cuban.
Nothing.
All right, we're going to talk about Sean's personal life here for a minute. Why doesn't your girlfriend feel comfortable with her Cubanness, Sean?
I don't know. We should ask her.
Okay.
All right. So, Tip, last time you were on Bitcoiner's Guide, you were mentioning that you don't want to become the 2-minute video girl. Like, you don't want to be the person that just does 2-minute videos all the time. And
can't even remember saying that, but okay. It's but that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I have a good memory.
I rewatched it today, so don't give me too much credit.
Okay. good research.
Thank you. What is next on the docket? So what have you figured out what that next turn is for you?
Well, the live performance has been so good. It's like, it was something that I'd never really thought that I would be doing, but like, it's just a whole new avenue and different way of delivering the message that I think is so much more powerful, that I'm open to doing more of that stuff. And after the Pacific Bitcoin, there's a lot of opportunities to do that next year. So I'll probably concentrate on doing more of that stuff where it's like live performance debut and then publish the video afterwards and stuff. But we'll see. Like, I'm just having fun with it. I mean, like, I couldn't have foreseen, Bitcoiner's Guide, what I'll be doing today. And next time when I'm back on the Meme Factory, I wouldn't know where I'd be as well. Maybe I'll have my own little yellow, you know, like, I don't know where I'll be. But that's the fun of it, you know? Just wing it.
Okay. And we were just life. Joined by Marcus, who is making an effort to say hi. I know he really wanted to come pop in.
Hey, good morning.
Oh, hey, Marcus. Good morning.
It's funny. I was actually hoping to meet you here in Bali for the Bali conference. I just arrived here at the hotel. Alex Gladstein was just sitting next to me. So I just asked him, you want to join in? He's like, no, I need to prepare for my talk, but tell Greg that I'm kicking his ass in fantasy football.
Unfortunately, that is correct. I'm not having a good year in that league.
Gotta put it.
Screw you, dude, Alex.
You're losing to American football from a pacifist.
You know what? Talk about, you know, we talked about earlier people who were nicer in person and meaner behind the scenes, and Gladstein just proved to me that he is meaner.
Meaner. I thought he was pretty mean too. I'm like introducing myself, but like, the bad thing about being an anon at conferences is like nobody recognizes you. So you approach people that you feel like you know already. And then they look at you like, okay, who are you?
I still, every time I've seen Max and Stacy at a conference, and now it's been two or three times, every time they shy away from me or run away from me, like they think I'm some kind of stalker. Like they don't recognize me at all. Anytime I see them, and they look around like, where's the security? We need, somebody got back here who shouldn't be back here. Let's get him taken
care of. I mean, they're mostly right in that regard.
With this regard? Yeah. Absolutely.
Because are you in Thailand or in New Zealand right now?
In New Zealand. And I was thinking of going to Bali, but it's really expensive right now. Like, I think the flights, especially around this time of year, is like close to $2,000. And I just like came back from traveling. So I just don't think I could have another leg of the race in me to go all the way to Bali. But I am following on Twitter, seeing what you guys are up to.
Cool. Yeah. It's actually my my first conference ever after six something years on Twitter.
Did you meet some
of Bitcoin?
Oh, we were just here in this vicinity, and it's not like I traveled here for the conference, but we were already here in this area, so might as well go.
Nice.
I feel like you pre-planned that and then this sprung it on the missus.
Yeah, we were here in June, and then like my wife really liked Bali and my son as well. So in June I knew there was an event here in October, so then I did started planning to be back here in October.
So Tip, you used to be in the finance space, so I'm curious if you got your ear to the ground with your ex-colleagues, what are they saying these days about Bitcoin?
I don't really talk to people in the traditional finance space. I'm just spending too much time on Bitcoin. I don't know. There was like an article today in New Zealand Herald about like Bitcoin's pumping again. Like, what caused that? And I clicked on it, and it was a paywall. And I was like, no, I don't want to pay to read that shit. So I don't know. Like, at every turn where I'm like, what do other people think about Bitcoin? I just like, I don't know. I just can't bring myself to check it out. Don't have a good answer for that.
Shout out.
What about you guys? Do you keep your eye on the ground about what's happening in traditional Bloomberg TV and CNBC and that kind of stuff?
Fuck no.
It's good meme material.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Yeah.
But I wanted to shout out 12foot.io. So anytime you find a paywall, just copy that link and paste it in 12ft.io. These companies are they like being indexed by Google, and if Google will cache it, and then the 12foot.io will retrieve the Google cached site.
Oh, nice.
Nice. Mm.
Noted.
Yeah. Just a little hack from old Greg and old Potato here.
All right.
So, to what's I know you said you don't necessarily know what you're going to do with your creative process next, but do you have any projects you're working on currently that we want to steer folks to?
I'm at the very, very beginning of doing research for the next live performance, which is going to be early next year. I haven't announced it or anything, but it's like, it's pretty epic. So I'm pretty excited for that, but I'm still trying to shape the message. It's going to be a positive one. I'm going to steer clear away from being, negative and bitching about the current system. It's just like, that's kind of tiring to me now, like kind of just focusing on like what's wrong with the world. It's like, what do we want to focus on about Bitcoin? What are the awesome things that Bitcoin is going to unlock? And I think for me, I'm really excited about like thinking about, you know, now that we have this like borderless, like quick settlement micro value that can just travel across the world. It's like we have this bloodstream where we can create these like immortal creations in cyberspace. Like, what does that look like? You know, like just be like, I actually want to crowdsource and ask people like, what are the craziest inventions and ideas and creations can you think of now that we've unlocked that potential for the world? And it's like, yeah, that's kind of where I want to be spending a lot of my time, my energy thinking about is just like the awesome future. So yeah, thinking about that for the next thing, and just trying to be a little bit, you know, just outside the box and positive.
Are you, other than the creative stuff and the educational stuff you do, are you excited about any technical stuff being built on Bitcoin that you feel like, wow, if I had that tomorrow, I would be fucking awesome? What kind of thing are you excited most?
I think it's just like, so right now,
or maybe an app or whatever.
I talked about this in the past, but my partner is helping build a community on a game server. And I think that, like, I'm not a gamer myself, but this is the first time I've kind of really explored a platform that isn't social media, but it's like more immersive, more interactive. And to all the people that I've met around the world, it's like, I want to keep hanging out with these people, but I don't think I'll jump on Zoom every week to just have individual one-on-one calls. I just wish everyone was in the same place where we can actually hang out and build things together and, you know, share sets that we've earned together and just kind of live this another layer of life that isn't so physically constrained. And I think game servers are the next thing where it's almost like a next iteration on social media, where instead of just like this Zoom call, we could be in a virtual world together right now, doing a bunch of stuff. We could be horse riding, shooting, being more ridiculous and fun and playing together and live streaming that and having audience come in and join us and, you know, create a reality show.
You're talking about the Rust server, right?
Yeah, Rust. Yeah. So orangem.art for more information. But and I think Orange Mart is also in the chat as well. Always in the chat, but I think like games have always been like cutting edge in terms of how people interact with each other online. So Discord came before Slack, and all these voice chats and video chats and Twitch and all stuff was innovated by gamers because they were just people having fun. And then corporate comes along and is like, we need this for the workplace. But I think game servers are the next thing where it'll be more normal for people, like, you know, everyday people to be hanging out inside of game servers. And I think what Bitcoin does, it unlocks game servers to be more than just games, but real life. Like, we can build real businesses on games because now we have Bitcoin, and I'm actually earning Bitcoin on game servers. I'm actually providing real services, and we're selling Blockstream Jade. Like, you can use the code OrangeMart and buy yourself Blockstream Jade. And there's, you know, ads for that inside the game, and people are spending, like, you know, 40 hours a week inside this game server. Like, the attention, the capture that you have is actually really high in these game servers, because people are just hanging out and having fun. So I think the future with games, like with technology and Bitcoin and better processing computers and stuff, is we're going to spend us more of our time in physical space, but as well as, like, more immersive virtual spaces where I can hang out with you guys, like, and we can do stuff together rather than just kind of, like, sitting and interacting like this. Like, right now I can go up and just, like, shoot Yellow in the face and we're laughing, hey, you know, off and ride a horse. But, like, it's just,
there'll be no violence towards Yellow around here.
Yeah. He's not even a real person. But it's...
She looks so peaceful on the surface, but
I'm actually very violent in the game.
Strangling that Yellow right people. Now.
I'm like shooting people all the time. It's so much fun. You can let out your rage and stuff.
Yeah, she likes that Dota app.
I'm just really excited about that, and I think we're just going to be spending less time working and more time playing, but earning value while we play, and just creating stuff together. And, like, the crazy future I think of is, like, kind of less corporate, less institutions, less companies, but more people being, like, free agents, where they're just, you know, they're providing value on their own, and they're, because the taps are so easy to open to receive value, that everyone's just going to be, you know, being able to, you know, work on multiple projects, and instead of selling your time for a fixed salary, that's going to look ridiculous in the future. I think selling your time for salary is going to, like people are just going to value their time so much more that you're going to have to negotiate really hard to be able to take some people's time. And so I think we're going to have, you know, programmable contracts that if you do this, then you receive amount of X amount of sats or whatever. That's going to be more of a direct value for value, as opposed to, like, let me buy 60 hours of your week and I give you X amount of dollars. I think that's going to be an old way of doing things. But yeah, everything's going to kind of come together and create a world that's a lot more kind of like value for value, virtual. I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud.
No, I think you have a point. That implies, though, a lot of automation, what's the word?
Automation.
That for that future to come, I guess, because in the end, someone has to plan potatoes for us to eat, right, Greg?
What?
Nothing.
The drones can do that.
Yeah.
We have Polish people for a reason.
I almost said I'm half Irish, but that doesn't help.
Yeah, that's actually a detraction. That's actually working against you there, bud.
What I really like about this story, and I think when you were on Bitcoiner's Guide the last time, I remember I asked you, like, who's your audience and who do you focus on? And you were like, yeah, I'm not focusing so much on people who don't get it or don't want to hear it, or the shitcoiners. You're focusing on the people who are already, like, on board in Bitcoin and want to, like, do something cool. And now you're saying, I don't want to focus so much on the doom and gloom anymore. I want to, like, really focus on, you know, we can complain about all the stuff that's wrong, but we can also focus on where we want to go, right? So what is that better place? So I really love that part about it. So I don't know. It's just listening to your thoughts. It's like, yeah, gotta think big and outside of the box. So that's cool.
Yeah. I guess, like, it just depends on how it makes you feel. If you focus on the negative stuff and it gets you down, it's like, well, you can change that. Let's just focus on the more positive stuff and hang out with Bitcoiners. And so that's why it's like, you can always make an effort. And that's why I thought it was really important to go to these physical places as well and meet the Bitcoiners in real life. Like, it's actually insane. I've never been to a BitDevs before, but going there for the first time, it was like working for, like, a large company with no boss, because everyone was, like, super aligned on, like, wanting to build make Bitcoin like succeed and make it better and stuff. And it's just like everyone was giving very open feedback and just trying to help you build better products. And I've never seen that before in a traditional kind of like finance background. Usually people are very closed, or it's very political, or it's very bureaucratic. But this is just like people from different companies working together, giving really good feedback, saying, hey, don't waste your time on that. Or, hey, here's a better way of doing it. And it's just like, whoa, this is insane. I've never seen this type of open source collaboration before in my life. And that's everywhere. It's in all the hubs, from Bangkok to Nashville to El Salvador. It's just like everyone has this mentality of like, we're on the same team. We're working together. When you succeed, I succeed. And it's just so positive. That's like, why wouldn't you want to spend more time in these places? Just focus on that. Like, just focus on building the parallel world as opposed to the old collapsing world.
Talking about our world, do you know what replicators are?
Replicants?
Mm-hmm. Replicators.
Like in Star Trek, when they make your food.
Okay, so replicators are replicators are a real threat. Tip, you should be aware of it. They have infiltrated our Bitcoin little world, and they're the ones that you see, generic kind of form. They're gonna be copy pasting everything and repeating like the same kind of like message.
Repeating the same kind of message and copy and pasting everything we say.
Yeah, exactly.
Like so, right there. The same space every day.
Yeah, exactly. So what I wanted to ask you is, what is something that you hear Bitcoiners say, and after so many hours in this, you're like, okay, relax, calm down. Like, it doesn't resonate with you anymore. You're fed, you're kind of tired of it. If there is any.
Oh, hey, Rusty.
Oh, Rusty, right? Hey. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Hey, Rusty.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, did someone say my name? What's happening?
Oh, no. Welcome, buddy.
Hey, wow.
Welcome from down under.
Oh, my God.
In the same time zone.
You got like all of my art in your hands and behind you.
I know. I'm pretty obsessed. I'm a big fan. I was really like wondering when you were going to come on the Zoom call. I was just like waiting for that. But now we can really start the show because Rusty's here. Hey, Rusty. Okay, so g'day. Rusty, I'll quickly answer the question. What am I tired of hearing?
Rusty's voice.
I think just yeah. No, I'm looking forward to hearing more of that Australian accent. I think just like the doom and gloom of like government and CBDCs and stuff. It's just kind of like, who cares? We've got Bitcoin now. Like, CBDC would be a horrible world if there was no Bitcoin, but now there is Bitcoin. It's just like, let them just create their own little closed source, little failed intranet. Like, it's going to be whatever they think it's going to be, and no one's going to use it. Everyone's going to use Bitcoin. Like, it's just inevitable that people are going to choose something that gives them more freedom, more security, more everything than, you know, choosing to hold their wealth in a CBDC. And it's like, if you choose to be in a country that has CBDC and you have to pay tax in CBDCs, it's just like, just convert your Bitcoin when you need to, you know, pay a government token or whatever, or just move to a different country. I don't know. Like, I just feel like there's just so many other things that you can do to resolve that life for yourself and take personal responsibility and kind of just like fix it for yourself than kind of complaining about it. I mean, like, I see the importance of awareness of like how people can be taken advantage of, and I can see the importance of education, but it's kind of like, but beyond that, when you keep saying it and keep complaining, it's kind of like, okay, well, you're kind of acting like Bitcoin doesn't exist in this world, and it does, and people are smart, and I'm of the camp that people are smart and they'll figure it out. I don't want to end it on a negative note as well, but
good answer.
That's it. I don't think we're going to end it on the negative note. We've still got RD's questions to get to. So I was hoping we could...
Let Rusty do it, though.
Yeah, I think we should have Rusty do it. Absolutely.
It's RD's finally here.
I thought the tip wanted to hear my Australian accent, not my English accent.
Okay. I do it in Australian accent.
Yeah.
Australian.
Wait, like I'm pretty or sure maybe, we have RD,
or maybe,
so we should,
or maybe RD,
we should probably do that.
Or maybe RD should do it in Australian accent.
I think that's a good idea.
RD the replicator.
Let's go, RD. I'll cut that out.
Come on, RD.
Pretty, please.
Rusty, do it.
No, there's no way you're doing
it's already been decided once every year. Yeah,
you gotta Australian accent. Just don't pronounce anything that you don't pronounce any of the vowels or any of the letters in the word. Just let them roll out.
Let him roll out.
English, it's still English. How do you do an Australian accent? That's actually pretty hard.
Like just beer and. If you want to say beer, you just say beer.
Yeah, it sounds like
beer.
What's the difference between a beer and a bear?
Beer and a bear?
Right. You could ask what it is. If you go New Zealand accent, you can go like, what's the difference between a pen, a pin, and a pun?
Oh, yeah. I say pen. Good. So that sounds a little bit more like a pun. Like even my name, Tip, I say like Tup sometimes.
All right, we're burning daylight here. Come on, RD. Knock this sucker out.
Ooh. Well, Rusty was doing
Marcus.
Marcus is living in paradise.
Yeah, showing us a bit of Bali.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nice. If the Meme Factory did exist, and we all know it doesn't, which one of us would you like? Which one of us would you retweet? Which one of us would you mute? And which one of us would you zap?
Like, retweet, mute, and zap, did you say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, retweet, mute, and zap.
I would zap Rusty because I already bought a lot of stuff. I would mute RD because he already mutes himself, so I don't feel bad.
He did the little mute unmute.
Yeah, mute. Shut up, mute yourself back up. I would retweet Becca's BT Weekly stuff because I really like that. It's really cool. And I would like, who's left? Is it going to be Big Sean? Is it going to be Rope? Is it going to be Marcus? Is it going to be Yellow? Or is it going to be Greg? I will let Chet decide who you like the most. Come on, Chet. Out of the four people, who do you like the most?
And okay, let's have it. Right, Chet.
All right, Chet.
Master.
Chat's on a 10-second delay, though. So.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Rope is disqualified.
Oof. Story of my life.
So, Marcus, what are we seeing, man? Marcus?
Marcus left the camera there. Sounds like we're overdue block height 840,000.
Let's do it. All right. Tip, you already know what happens at block height 840,000. You know it's the halving, and you know we have the halving party in El Salvador coming up. The real question is, are you going to be doing a live performance at the halving party?
Oh, that's an interesting one, because we have to get accommodation sorted first. to see if we're even there. We tried to book accommodation for it, but they just wouldn't accept our dirty fiat. So, yeah, once we get that sorted, then you'll be able to find out whether I'm doing a live performance at the Halving.
Let me, yeah, I know that they have some issues. So if there's an issue, let's talk offline. I can get that all sorted out for you.
Awesome. Okay.
All right, Tip.
But yes, thank you. We need to have you, do a live performance down there because it was awesome. And, you know, none of these schmucks in the Meme Factory saw you perform live. They saw it on video, but they didn't see it live. And watching it live is totally different.
Wow.
All right, we're gonna close it up here. So show your wares, tell anybody where they can find you.
See, there's some schmucks.
Wait, I want to see what chat. Greg, yellow, fuck you, Greg, not Greg.
I think
the fuck you Gregs and the Greg not Greg counteracts the Greg, so I think yellow wins on that. Absolutely. So I would like yellow.
Yay,
you win. Yay. They're replicating. You can find me on Twitter at tip_NZ. Yeah. And Noster and stuff. Wow. Did you save that for last, yellow?
Special
effects.
Presets. Thanks for coming by tonight, everybody. Cool. Tip, thank you for spending some time with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's been really fun. The chat.
All right. Thanks. Have a good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Goodbye.